Welcome to the Engaging Missions Show, where we discover God's glory in what He's doing around the world.
Hi, and welcome to this special edition of the Engaging Missions Show. I'm your host, Brian Ensminger, and today we're talking about Eastern South Asia. As you may remember, we're taking some time during Ramadan to focus on learning about our Muslim cousins and to pray for them. And today's focus is on Eastern South Asia. Now, in case you're wondering, I am pulling from a resource that's available from 30 Days of Prayer. I would actually recommend that you pick that up, even though we're a good portion of the way through Ramadan. If you haven't already, I think it's a very valuable resource. It's like $2.50. It's not expensive at all. And if you're interested, you can find that linked up in the show notes at engagingmissions.com/83, as in episode 83. Now, back to Eastern South Asia. Some information about this first, and then there's some really interesting things that I saw as I was reading through the materials. It's an area of the world with over 800 million inhabitants, many of whom are Muslim, about 250 million. It centers around the Bengali people of Bangladesh and India's state of West Bengal, but it also encompasses about 64 other Muslim people groups. And one of the interesting things as I was thinking about this, and because we're praying specifically for our Muslim cousins, is that when the missionary William Carey first came to the area, it was heavily populated by both Hindu and Muslim. And when he decided it was time to translate the Bible into their language, he knew that the way he chose to translate it, the words that he used, would skew it toward one culture or the other. And so when he chose the word for God, he used the Ishwar, which is tilts it toward Hindu, instead of Allah or Khoda, which would be used by Muslims. And so the Muslims in the area believed that Christians were just another part of Hindu, that they just worshipped another one of the Hindu gods. And so there was a little bit of a blockage there. And now there are some translations that are using a word that's more apropos for both Muslim and Hindu. And so that's really exciting. As we pray today, our prayer focus is going to be that many Muslims would meet God, the God of the Bible, through their local translations, that there would be love and harmony between Christians from non-Muslim and also from Muslim backgrounds, that they'd be able to walk away from some of that infighting that would have been if they were still in their old background. And then also for the millions of Muslims in Eastern South Asia who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So whether you'd like to take some time and pray on your own, or if you'd like to join in with me, I just ask that you would take some time, whether while you're driving to work or working out or on your lunch or whatever, I just ask that you would take some time to pray for the Muslims of Eastern South Asia. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you that we can know you. We thank you that you care deeply, that you care so much that you sent your Son, and that same love that you have for the world also applies to our Muslim cousins in Eastern South Asia. We pray that the many Muslims in Eastern South Asia would meet the God of the Bible, would meet you, through new local translations that speak their language that they can understand. And Lord, if there are translations that are needed, we ask that you would send the people to make those translations so that they can hear the gospel in a way that connects with them where they are and brings them to you. We ask for love and harmony between the Christians of both non-Muslim and also Muslim backgrounds. And we pray for the millions of Muslims in Eastern South Asia who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask that there would be opportunities for them to hear, that people would come and present the gospel to them in ways that they can understand and connect with.
Thanks for listening to the Engaging Missions Show. You can find more great content like this, along with show notes, by visiting engagingmissions.com or by subscribing to the show in iTunes or Stitcher. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us an honest rating and review in iTunes by visiting engagingmissions.com/iTunes. Your feedback could be what helps another person connect with what God is doing around the world.